Nigerian brothers jailed in U.S. for sextortion scam targeting teenagers, date modified colon 2024-09-05T17:1334.686Z, description colon Michigan teenager Jordan DeMay killed himself less than 6 hours after being tricked into sharing explicit images online, Nigerian brothers jailed in U.S. for sextortion scam targeting teenagers, BBC, 17-year-old Jordan DeMay killed himself after being targeted by the Agashis, two brothers from Nigeria who targeted a 17-year-old in a sextortion scam have been sentenced to 17 years and 6 months in jail in the U.S. The Agashi brothers, from Lagos, lured Jordan DeMay into sending them explicit images by pretending to be a girl his age, then blackmailed him. He killed himself less than 6 hours after they started talking on Instagram. It is the first successful prosecution of Nigerians for sextortion in the U.S., where it is a rapidly growing cybercrime, often linked to Nigeria. Jordan's mother, Jen Buta, held pictures of her son in court and wept as she read a victim impact statement. "I am shattered to my core," she said. She welcomed the ending of the trial, but said there was no good outcome from the tragic case. Jordan DeMay was a popular schoolboy from Michigan. Samuel Agashi, 24, and Samson Agashi, 21, sent him a friend request on Instagram pretending to be a pretty girl his age and then flirted with him. Once they received explicit images from the teenager, they blackmailed him for hundreds of dollars, threatening to share the pictures online with his friends if he did not comply. Jordan sent as much money as he could and warned the scammers that he would kill himself if they spread the images. The criminals replied, "Good, do that fast, or I'll make you do it." John DeMay told Marquette Federal Court in Michigan he still has nightmares after finding his son dead in his bedroom. He said his family was forced to move home to escape the memory. If you've been affected by the issues in this story, help and support is available via the BBC Action Line. The brothers pleaded guilty in April to conspiring to sexually exploit teenage boys in Michigan and across the U.S. 38 other U.S. victims were also identified as being targeted by the men. 13 of them were minors. The brothers sat in court in orange jumpsuits with handcuffs. Their defense attorneys said the brothers' crimes were fueled by drug abuse and the sextortion scam culture in Nigeria. The judge said the crimes showed a callous disregard for life, especially given they continued targeting other victims after learning that Jordan has died. Both brothers apologized to Jordan's family. "I'm sorry to the family. We made a bad decision to make money and I wish I could change that," Samson Agashi said. In the first case of its kind, U.S. police tracked the criminals to Lagos last summer and successfully extradited them for trial. Nigeria police, Samuel and Samson Agashi, another Nigerian man linked to Jordan's death and other cases, is fighting extradition. Speaking to the BBC in May from Jordan's family home in the city of Marquette, Jordan's mother praised the police for their work tracking the sextortionists down. But she said she had mixed feelings about the Agashis being behind bars. "It's a relief that someone is being held accountable, but there's no good that's coming out of this situation for my family or for the individuals responsible's family," she said. "I miss my son more than I can describe to you, but the mother of those men is probably missing her two sons as well now. She too is really just an innocent bystander of sextortion crime," said Jen Buta. Researchers and law enforcement agencies point to Nigeria as a hotspot for this type of crime. In April, two Nigerian men were arrested after a schoolboy from Australia killed himself. Two other men are on trial in Lagos after the suicides of a 15-year-old boy in the U.S. and a 14-year-old in Canada. Nigerian authorities are also working with police in Scotland to investigate the case of 16-year-old Murray Dowie, who killed himself in December. NSW police, Australian police released blurred photo of two accused sextortionists. In January, U.S. cyber company Network Contagion Research Institute, NCRI, highlighted a web of Nigerian TikTok, YouTube, and Scribd accounts sharing tips and scripts for sextortion. Many of the discussions and videos are in Nigerian Pidgin dialect. Nigeria cybersecurity professor Adedeji Oyenuga from Lagos State University says he hopes the news of Nigerians being sentenced will filter through to criminals and put them off. The Agashi's case has already sent a bad signal. I am hearing from street level that it is having an effect and it might not stop criminals turning to these crimes, but it will likely reduce the numbers, he said. There had been an increase in the number of local victims too, and Professor Oyenuga says Nigerian police have had some success in tackling the criminals. It is not the first time that some of Nigeria's young, tech-savvy population has embraced a new wave of cybercrime. The term Yahoo Boys is used to describe a portion of the population that use cybercrime to earn a living. It comes from the early 2000s wave of Nigerian prince scam emails which spread through the Yahoo email service. Dr. Tom Berisib, from cybersecurity firm Digital Footprints Nigeria, says cyber fraud such as sextortion has become normalized among young people in the country, but he hopes that news of the Agashi's sentencing spreads fast. They see cyber crime as a bloodless crime, with potentially lucrative financial rewards. This case needs to be given sufficient coverage to show these young people that sextortion can lead to loss of life and long prison sentences, he said. British Broadcasting Corporation, Home, News, Sport, Business, Innovation, Culture, Travel, Earth, Video, Live, Audio, Weather, BBC Shop, BBC in other languages, follow BBC on, Terms of Use, About the BBC, Privacy Policy, Cookies, Accessibility Help, Contact the BBC, Advertise with Us. Do not share or sell my info, contact technical support, copyright 2024 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, props://news/comma/articles/comma/cr7rxpdyz9yo/:\id:\earn:\bbc:\optimo:\asset:\cr7rxpdyz9yo:\contents:\type:\headline:\model:\